Hey guys, what's up? So this is a couple days late, which I'm assuming is fine. Questionnaire time, because it's fun. Sorry about my voice, it's a little bit it's a little bit weird right now. Kind of actually started to get another cold, just a bit. So, sorry. And also, the dryer is going. And it's like, I don't know if it's gonna be loud or not. Well, I probably should have did like a tester or something before I just started recording with the dryer going. It's fine. I'm sure it'll be fine. But what? Fine. I'm sure it will be fine. I'm sorry. This is gonna be like a train wreck, like usual. It's probably gonna be like nearly 30 minutes of ramble answering these really cool just 10 questions. Like, that's all it is 10 questions, and I'm probably gonna be like taking a whole half an hour to answer them again or something. Because terrible. Well, not the questions. I am terrible. The questions are great, Miss Penny. Alright, anyways. Off track already. Have you even started? Number one. Off track already. Okay, let's start. Number one. Number one. I'm sorry. Okay. Based on your username, what will your Halloween costume be? Nekato wants to play. Well, I'm not entirely sure, because that's just me wanting to play. Suppose I could dress up like a kitty, because lots of people get kind of like a bit hung up on the beginning part of it, of my name, of Nekato. So they typically think about necklaces, and I get a lot of asks in my PMs about that, which is fine, you know, it's cool, you know, it's a thing, I guess. So yeah, I suppose it'd be a kitty. Meow. Okay. Two. Did you celebrate Halloween growing up? Trick or treating? Yes, I did. Every year. Every single year. Dress up. Because it's fun. But yeah. Did. Did trick-or-treating. When I got, old enough that I don't know how to when I got old enough that it was that people my age, my peers thought it was kind of like when they started to think it was lame to go trick-or-treating, but I was still like, no, I don't want to stop. It's dressing up and you get free candy. So I still went out. And, but by that time I was old enough to take, like, my little sister and little cousins and stuff, so, I'd do that. And that would always be fun. There was a story from 2 years ago or something, I think. I'll save that one for the other question. Because that was funny. Okay, yeah. What is the best or most favorite costume you've ever worn? Sexy bedroom costumes count. Well, first of all, there are no sexy bedroom costumes for Kato. but the best or most favorite costume? Hmm. quite possibly the time I was a purple crayon. Because I was small, and even then I knew that art was like something pretty awesome for me. So I was a purple crayon, and also I really liked that one book when I was younger, Harold and the Purple Crayon. Not entirely sure why. Could have been because this little boy was up way late, because like I've always had trouble sleeping and stuff, so I was always kind of like up way late, and this kid also went and was awake, and he got to go on adventures and stuff, and he had a purple crayon. And I think at the time purple was my favorite color too, so I was like, yes, purple crayon. It was like living the dream. Going out adventuring at night. Except I didn't have a purple crayon. I was a purple crayon. And the purple crayon was magic. I'm sorry. Oh, jeez. Okay. So yeah, we're gonna go with that. Purple crayon. Alright. 4. Mummy, werewolf, vampire. Pretty sure I'm just gonna go with werewolf, because mummy is kind of like that's just a no-go. A vampire, it's a little bit iffy also, because cold, and also because I don't know how to explain my thing with vampires. Just no to the vampires also. But werewolf would be relatively okay. Yes, it's not saying specifically that they'd be in werewolf or in wolf form, so I'm assuming it'd be pretty normal, I think. That's all we're gonna say on that, because I might do one on time, because I'm halfway there, and oh, look at that, 8 minutes. I could probably actually maybe possibly do this in under 20 minutes. That'd be pretty cool. Okay, 5. What is your favorite movie or TV show to watch around Halloween? Like Hocus Pocus and Nightmare Before Christmas. Those are great. I love them. Those are two movies that I really like to watch around Halloween. And also like all the scary / horror / thriller movies that come on around that time. You know, just like Blood and Guts is amazing. Really like them, actually, just like year round. It's a thing with me. It makes watching all of the blood and guts and like really epicness of it all, it makes me do what like anybody who knows me, they call it my psycho giggle. It freaks them out a bit. Yeah. There have been times where I've gone into like the theaters and watched a scary movie and there was like someone close, like if it was just me, because people tend to not want to go to scary movies into theaters with me because of psycho giggles and it like freaks them out a bit. And so there was this one time that was so funny, and I can't remember what movie it was, but there was like this one part where they got like stabbed and the blood was just like bleh. And I just like, I was just so giggly and stuff, and the person that was sitting like two seats over from me, they like jumped in, they were like, Jesus, what? And so I kind of like creeped him out a bit, and then he ended up getting up and moving away from me because because it's a thing apparently. Yeah. Jeez. Right. Did I answer that? I'm pretty sure I did. What was the question? Favorite? Did answer that. Awesome. Okay, six. Six. Do you enjoy the following? Pumpkin patches, corn mazes, pumpkin spice lattes, cool costumes, people asking for free candy. Pumpkin patches. Haven't been to one. I really want to go to one though. I want to pick out a pumpkin. I want to get like a teeny little baby pumpkin just to sit in my room and stuff. And then one to carve, because carving stuff is cool. Well, maybe I shouldn't say carving stuff, because that might kind of sound, might possibly sound a little like murdery and stuff. So, I probably could have just not said that. I'm sorry. October does things to me. Let's rewind that. Let's just pretend that didn't happen. Let's just erase the last like 30 seconds. But yeah, pumpkin patches. I want to get a cute little teeny baby pumpkin. And also to get a regular cool sized pumpkin so I can make faces on the pumpkin. Right? That's an acceptable answer. So yes, if I went to a pumpkin patch, I would definitely enjoy that. Corn mazes. Also, have not been to one of those. Because again, October does things to me, and so nobody wants to go to a corn maze with me. This is a totally fair thing for them to think, but also it's really like slightly offensive to me that they would think this, but also totally probably most likely true. They kind of like, they're like, no, every time I bring up going to a corn maze, they're like, no, you're a little bit sketchy during October, so we're not gonna go into a corn maze with you. So so I haven't been to a corn maze, because it's no fun to go to a corn maze and do all these stuff by yourself, really. Well, I don't think it is. But nobody wants to go and do these things with me because I it's the call of October, basically. October brings out my inner psycho. But yeah, I would enjoy that very much, actually. Pumpkin spice lattes. I haven't had one. They look really cool and yummy and tasty, but I just haven't had one. I'm not entirely sure why, because like I get several opportunities to have one, but I just don't. Suppose that maybe this year I should actually do that. I've seen the frap. I want to try a frap. A pumpkin spice frap. I'm not sure if I'd like a latte. But the frap looks pretty cool. Looks yummy. And sugary and stuff. Okay, cool costumes. Yes, I do like cool costumes because cool costumes are cool. people asking for free candy. I don't know. I'm the one that asks for free candy. I've not really stayed home to deal with people asking for free candy, so I'm not sure how I'd feel about that. I'd probably be a little bit like, I guess if you really wanted, I'd probably just be like, yeah, okay, sure, have some of my candy. I love candy. Number 7. Tell us a really good Halloween joke. Why did the ghost cross the road? To get to the other side. Oh man. Okay. That was a good Halloween joke. It's as good as it's gonna get for me, okay? Oh man. I'm sorry. Alright. 8. Tell us a fun story about yourself that involves either Halloween, October, or fall in general. Like 2 years ago or something, I was out taking my little sister around trick-or-treating, and I was dressed up, and I was with my cousin also, and he's, just a few months older than me, so it was 2 teenagers and a little kid, and, we were all dressed up and stuff, and so, there was this one haunted house, and, I can't remember why, but I stayed back just a little bit from them. Like, I went in a tiny bit after them. I think I was tying my shoe or something. And so, anyways, it was just me going through because I was trying to catch up to them because, you go in through one side and then you come out on the other side. So, and I didn't want to go all the way around their house because that would have been weird. So it was just me going through by myself, and at that time I was dressed as a cat. I was I was a kitty, and so I was an all black kitty, kind of like a witch's cat type of dealio, I suppose. And then what happened? Oh. Okay, there is, so for the haunted house, it was just, like, these older teenagers. They were all kind of dressed up somewhat scary, and they were, like, jumping out at random places to get you guys, or to get people. Oh my god. And so I went through, and Right, so I have this thing where I'm kind of, like, super quiet when I'm walking, so people don't really notice when I'm there, and usually I, like, scare them a little bit when they don't notice that I'm there, and they either turn around and suddenly I'm just there, or either I say something and they, like, jump because they weren't expecting a voice to come out of nowhere, so... Right, okay, so imagine this, about 5'3" girl, dressed up as a little kitty, just standing behind this dude dressed up as a scarecrow, just, like, standing there awkwardly because Well, he moved, but not at the right moment, and he didn't know I was there. So I was just like standing there awkwardly, like trying to wait for him to notice me so he could scare me or something. And I was just standing there, and I was like, I wasn't sure if I should just go around or if I should say something because I didn't want to scare him, and it was very awkward for me. So I just stood there, and I was like, right when I was about to open my mouth and say something, that's when he turned around. And I scared him so bad. He was just like, he like screamed and he was just like, Jesus! And I was like, no, kitty, because I'm high pressure situations, it just makes my brain do weird things. And so I was just like, my first instinct was to correct him about my costume and oh man. So that happened. I ended up being the one to scare this freakishly tall dude dressed up as a scarecrow, and it was hilarious. Well, I mean, he wasn't like freakishly tall. He was probably just like 6'2" or something, but I was like extremely short at the time, so he seemed really super duper tall. Yep. So that happened, and the guy that was after the scarecrow, I don't even know what he was. It was a little dark, so it was kind of hard to see. So I wasn't entirely sure what his deal was, but he heard him laughing, and he just came by, and he was like, "What's up?" And the scarecrow was like trying to explain what had happened, but he was like laughing still, so oh man, I was like really so embarrassed that that had happened. And yeah, it was like this whole thing. So that happened. And then later on that night, it was like pretty late, but we were trying to tire out my little sister so that she would just like go to sleep immediately when we got home. So we would have time to like go through checker candy and also take some candy from her because of because when you're the older sibling, there's fees involved for taking out your siblings trick-or-treating. But anyways, we were out pretty late, and there was just only a couple of houses with their lights on still, so we went and we. There was this one house, or well, there's like a lot of houses by the park, but they're houses towards the back, so it's kind of like at the edge of this field kind of thing. It's not really a field, it's like a fairground, I guess, kind of thingamabob. But anyways, there was houses that were like right there, and they had their lights on, so we were like, this is kind of sketchy, but we're gonna do it anyways because it's Halloween. And we were like, if there's a day, if there's a night to die for candy, it's gonna be Halloween. So we went for it. We knocked on the door, and this this female person, she was like early 20s or something, and she like opened the door, and she was in her costume. I think she was Tinkerbell, or either just a fairy. Anyways, but she answered the door, and she was like, we rang the doorbell, and then we could like hear running inside the house and like shouting of, I told you so, I told you so. And we're like, okay, And she opened the door, and then, like, she started gushing about me, my little sister, and my cousin, because I was a cat. My little sister was Dorothy, and my cousin was just in some dark clothes and this gory pig mask thing. Oh my gosh, it was so hilarious. But anyways, so she was like going on and on about how not a lot of kids had come by their house and stuff, so, and she was like telling us this little rambly story about how her roommate thought she was crazy for getting so much candy, even though they live like what, because they live way at the edge, and her roommate was telling her like nobody's gonna come to our house and blah 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 and stuff, and Tinkerbell was just like super happy that we rang her doorbell because it was like super late, and she was like, but yeah, she was really nice though. She had this like 5 gallon bucket full of candy because like there had only been one other person that came to their house earlier that night. And so, because it was so late, she was like, if nobody came, we were just gonna eat this whole thing. And so we came. And so we got like basically 5 gallons of candy from that girl. And it was like good candy too. It wasn't just like little bubble gums and stuff. It was like actual, like, fun-sized, like Hershey's chocolate and stuff. It was like really good candy, and there were some regular Reese's peanut butter cups in there and stuff, and like regular sized Kit Kats, and just like a whole bunch of fun sized chocolate. And yep, it was excellent. She like basically dumped like the entire 5 gallon bucket of candy into our pails. Okay, so the thing with our pails, we would go, but also like one of our siblings, either my sibling or my cousin's sibling, would follow us kind of in a vehicle, like just in case, like if my little sister got like so tired that she couldn't even walk anymore. But anyways, they would like follow us. They'd park at one street and they'd let us go all around that area, and then when we started going a little bit farther, I'm sorry. I'm like sitting here and I'm pointing and gesturing with my hands like you guys can see me. Anyways, so yeah, they'd park and let us be there for a while, and then like maybe 20 minutes later, they'd go and go. I'm doing it again. They'd drive down a couple more streets and just park there and wait. And so when we got to that house, they were like a little bit. There were a couple down. Oh my gosh, I can't even read. They were a couple houses down. And so we had dumped out all of our candy into like the back seat. Well, not like all together. We had like three separate piles, but we dumped out our stuff so that way we had like empty buckets with us. And we got a little bit of candy from the few houses between where my older sister was parked and that last house. So there was just a tiny bit of candy in our buckets, and that Tinkerbell just dumped a whole crap ton of candy in our buckets. She's my favorite. And that's like my favorite Halloween, October-y, fall, story thingy. That was fun. I don't know if you guys followed that because I was a little bit all over the place, but if you did, then it's that happened and that was fun. Right. Right, and then what's number 9? Sing a Halloween inspired song or read us a short Halloween inspired poem. I don't know a poem. And it's there's a song, but my voice is kind of like crap right now, so this is gonna sound rough if I sing it. I'm not sure if I'm gonna sing it. I might just say it, or I might attempt to say it, and I'll attempt to sing it, and it might just sound like I'm just talking regularly. I don't know. Let's see. Right, okay. Let me pull up the lyrics really quickly, and then I shall see if I can do a sing-along thing. Oh wait, I have the song. Let me listen to that for a second. Let's see if I can do this to make it loud enough for you to hear it. Also, hold on, give me a second. Maybe if I do it like this, maybe this will work. Let's see. Hopefully you guys can hear that.
Spooky, scary skeletons and shivers down your spine. Shrieking skulls will shock your soul, seal your doom tonight. Spooky, scary skeletons speak with such a screech. You'll shake and shudder in surprise when you hear these zombies shriek. We're so sorry, skeletons, you're so misunderstood. You only want to socialize, but I don't think we should. A spooky, scary skeleton shouts startling, chilly screams. Sneak out of sarcophagus and just won't leave you be. Bags of bones seem so unsafe, it's semi-serious. Spooky, scary skeletons, all silly, all the same. Smiles travel slowly by and drive you so insane. Sticks and stones will break your bones, they seldom let you snooze. Spooky, scary skeletons will wake you with a boo.
And yeah, and then it just goes on for a little bit after that with the awesome bone xylophone thingamadoodle that it's got going on. I think I have a remix of that actually. Oh my god, I like that song, alright. So, let's listen to this awesomeness for like 30 seconds or something. Ready for this?
Spooky, scary skeletons and shivers down your spine. Shrieking skulls will shock your soul, seal your doom tonight. Spooky,
scary skeletons. Speak with such a screech. You'll shake and shiver in surprise when you hear these zombies shriek. We're so sorry, skeletons, you're so misunderstood. You only want to social. Oh my god. Alright, so I'm super, like, mega glad that that this is just an audio, because you would have seen me, like, spaz dancing for those 20 seconds or whatever it was. Oh my god. Love that song. It's such a good song, man. Oh my god. Okay, I think I've had enough of that. Oh my god. How long has this been? This thing has been 35 minutes, guys. It's just... Oh my god. Will there ever be a day that I can make a response to a questionnaire in under 20 minutes? I'm not sure, guys. This is a lot of rambling. I'm really sorry. And it's also a lot of, like, my sick voice, and you guys had to listen to me sing in my sick voice, and, like, with a healthy voice, it's still kind of bad, but, like, it just got, like, a million times worse now that I'm, like, sick and stuff. Right, okay, last question, and then that'll be it. This questionnaire is so many days late. Oh my god. Will anybody even be in? I don't, okay, nope, no more. Okay, 10. Right, 10. Oh my god. Last question, I can do this. Number 10. If you could go trick-or-treating with three other GWAers, who would it be and why? Well, I already said, Mr. Space, because, when he filled out his thing, because, Dread Space, because his stories were pretty funny, and also he wanted to take me on his candy adventure, and so obviously I'd want to take him too on my own candy adventure. Maybe we could find another house that was, like, low traffic and just get, like, a whole crap ton of candy at the end of the night from them. That was a lot of sugar, though. Like, you would not believe how hard we crashed the day after Halloween. We ate so much of that candy, and then we crashed so hard. God, it was glorious, though. Right, okay. And another person, or another two another two people that I would take with me. I'm not entirely sure. Maybe Miss Mako, or, Little Mako, I should say, because, kind of getting to know her, and she seems really fun, you know, the times that I've interacted with her, and I kind of would like to think that she'd have fun with us, Right, and then I'm not sure who another person I take with me would be. I mean, I'm trying not to pick the same people, because I feel like I've I feel like I've said the same two people, at least, in the last thing or something. But maybe I'm just gonna go ahead and say barn again because, you know, it's barn. Can't just not take barn. Let's seal it, Barney, is who I'm talking about. Right. Okay. Before this gets to, oh my god, it's already at 40 minutes. I'm so sorry, this is so long. I can't even, this was only 10 questions. They were really good questions. I'm not saying anything about the quality of the questions because they were amazing. Thank you very much, Miss Penny, for doing this questionnaire. But oh my god, can I just shut up sometimes? Such long rambles. I'm really sorry about this, guys. Okay, that's all of them. That's all the questions answered. Okay, no more. 40 minutes. Better stop. Okay, bye.